Well, here we are. It's the presbytery at St. Kentigan's up in Manchester. You are a priest. Is it everything you expected? What happens in your day-to-day life?
Well, I always joked with the parish priest now and various other priests that up to 9:30 a.m. on the 1st of September 2006, when I said my first kind of official mass in the other parish, we look after two parishes, that I didn't know what a priest does from day to day. What does he do after Mass? When he's had his cup of tea after Mass, what does a priest do every day when it's not a Sunday and he's not saying Mass? I now know that I never need to have asked that question because, yes, you do have to be a little bit creative. Yes, the parishioners perhaps don't see you as they would have once upon a time. But my goodness me, there is so much on offer and so much which I've been gifted, basically. Whether that's work in the primary schools, the secondary school, that's the high school, stuff with vocations, plus kind of what you might call run-of-the-mill parish work, doing parish visits, preparing talks, preparing homilies. The day is completely and utterly full. But I'm just completely inspired and enthused by young people around South Manchester, many of whom will go to Catholic schools but simply don't practice the faith. Nevertheless, they want the sacraments. And they want to be catechized. They want to know the truth. They want to know that Christ has come to save them personally. I say to them at school, you Muhammad, you Alan, you Naomi, Christ has come for you. And just think about it. And they love it, even if they might be Muslims. They love the discussion, and I'm perfectly happy with talking about it. It's just very, very important to get the kids questioning, and they respond. So I'm finding that by giving classes, not simply RE classes, but going to biology classes, going to maths classes, talking about what they're doing, but in a kind of a structured way, that the children completely respond.
Well, the passion is there. I can see that in your vocation. But it's a long one. It's a long vocation. How do you think you can maintain that passion, that desire to serve the community for the rest of your priesthood?
Well, I think fundamentally you have to not think, at least not think too much, oh my God, I'm going to live until I'm 80, how on earth am I going to do this? You have to, as Newman says, take one step at a time. You have to be absolutely centered on prayer. You have to take your day and be generous in offering it to the Lord each morning. Make your holy hour, say the office of the church, realize ultimately that everything is gift anyway. So whatever you do, it's not your work anyway. And because it's not your work, it's God's work. It comes from Him. Because it's eternal, because in a sense what we do is already in heaven, then you can rest assured that you're not going to run out of energy because it's inspired, which literally means coming from the Holy Spirit. So I don't see any danger at all. If I saw it in terms of a career or a strategy of getting bums on seats in the church or whatever, then yes, I think I probably would burn out pretty quickly. But you've got to take it to prayer. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And that raises the question itself. Well, how do I hear the Holy Spirit? Well, again, that's not straightforward. It's a completely good question to have. How can I hear the Holy Spirit speak to me? Well, it just takes practice. You just need to put yourself in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament or whatever the closest thing, because it's the quiet of your own room, fair enough. And just say, Lord, here I am. Please speak to me, because I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing today. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing in the next hour. Lord, what is it you want me to be or to do? It's not magic, and it's not a kind of a hocus-pocus formula that you need to follow, but it is faith-filled. So just have a little bit of faith, have a little bit of courage, have a little bit of hope, and realize that the big picture is all about setting your sight on heaven rather than on earth, and He most definitely will help.
And just finally, Father John, looking at the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, if you looked at yourself or a young man like you that's having these doubts, perhaps has a sense of vocation but is really discerning what it is, what would you say to him?
I'd say, first of all, do not be afraid. Look to Christ Himself. Look at Christ dying on the cross, rising again, and perhaps most importantly of all, the fact that He is speaking to you now. And He has got great things in store for you. He is wanting you, whoever you are listening to this, to do something great with your life, to be happy as you do it, and as a result, to bring his message to them. Priesthood is the way which that can happen in a very unique way. To remember that Christ and Our Lady have a special love for priests, and that they will look after potential candidates to the priesthood, to priests themselves, to the bishops, to the cardinals, to the Pope. Our Lady and Jesus look after these men in a very, very particular way. What you need to do is speak very honestly and openly and candidly to our Lord, to Our Lady, and say, well, what are you saying to me?